This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Tuesday, the 30th of June, and the time is 6:30 a.m. in New York. Global equities are broadly up today. At the latest U.S. close, the S&P 500 rose by 1.2%, while the Nasdaq was up 2.3% on Wall Street. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 and Switzerland's SMI are both up 40 basis points. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 rose by 0.9%, and the Shanghai Composite also saw an increase of 50 basis points. In foreign exchange, 1 euro buys 1.14 US dollars, while the dollar buys 162 Japanese yen and 0.81 Swiss francs. Brent crude is down 90 basis points at $72 a barrel, while gold is flat at $4,040 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Anna. And after last week's market action, what stood out to you about the shift beneath the surface?
Hi, Daniel. Well, the main point is that last week hinted at a broadening away from the narrow AI leaders that have dominated returns. Major tech-heavy indices posted sharp weekly declines, led by the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index with a fall of 7.94%. Nasdaq was down 4.6%, and the S&P 500 fell 1.95% over the week. By contrast, the S&P 500 healthcare sector rose 7.9%, which was its best weekly gain in 4 years, while Europe's Stoxx 600 healthcare index climbed 5.77% over the same period.
So, why do you think that move matters beyond just one strong week for healthcare?
Yeah, that's important because it fits a pattern we've observed over the past year. Healthcare has outperformed the S&P 500 on 85% of the days when the benchmark fell 1% or more. The sector is also benefiting from investor hunger for breadth. Last week, the equal-weighted S&P 500 gained 1.58% and heavily outperformed the cap-weighted index.
And even after that rally, do you still see the sector as attractively valued?
We do. Even after the recent move higher, healthcare still trades at close to a 3% discount to the broader market measured by the MSCI ACWY. That compares with a 10-year average of a 5% relative premium, and that's despite stabilizing earnings expectations. So without taking any single name views, we do anticipate a run of positive catalysts that could help healthcare stocks trade even higher in the weeks and months ahead.
What are the main catalysts you're focused on from here?
Well, one key driver is U.S. coverage expansion, which should help lift volumes. Medicare coverage is a meaningful near-term demand catalyst, and Eli Lilly estimates that around 20 million Medicare patients may newly qualify for obesity drug access through the 1st of July coverage expansion. We've been highlighting broader coverage and access expansion in obesity and diabetes as an important sector driver, and we think improved reimbursement should make demand more predictable for manufacturers and for the wider ecosystem. Another important catalyst is the arrival of oral therapies, which should lower barriers to adoption and bring in more first-time users. Early reports suggest that most new Wegovy pill prescriptions are coming from people who are new to GLP-1 therapy, rather than from patients switching from injectables. And this is not just a U.S. story. Approval in the U.K. opens the door to the European market, with more approvals likely in the months and quarters ahead, in our view.
And what role do generics play in that broader adoption story?
Right, that's another important piece. Well, we think generics should broaden the market as well. The launch of generic semaglutide, which is the active pharmaceutical medication in GLP-1 agonists that help regulate hunger and blood sugar, outside the U.S. may lower costs and expand access rather than simply erode value. In markets outside the U.S., where penetration remains below 2%, cheaper options could bring more price-sensitive patients into treatment. At the same time, branded next-generation therapies should still command a premium because of stronger efficacy and broader benefits. A larger treated population could also reinforce long-term innovation across the category.
So, what does all of that mean for investors thinking about positioning now?
Yes, and we think the recent rotation into healthcare may prove to be more than a short-lived defensive move. We continue to rate the sector as attractive, with healthcare acting as both portfolio ballast and a source of structural growth exposure. That view is supported by aging demographics, improving pharmaceutical sentiment, and this anticipated step-up in obesity treatment adoption. For investors, that argues for maintaining or adding diversified exposure to healthcare, including both medtech and pharmaceutical companies. This latter aspect of healthcare is also closely linked to our longevity theme, which is one of three transformational innovation opportunities, or TRIOs, alongside artificial intelligence and power and resources. As lifespans extend and populations age, we see longevity as a powerful driver of demand, not only in healthcare, but across a wider ecosystem over time.
Great, thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. One other important story is the Japanese yen, which has slid to its weakest level against the US dollar since 1986, as negative real rates in Japan continue to drive capital outflows. Investor positioning and technical factors have also amplified the latest rise in USD JPY, which was trading above 162 at the time of writing. Japanese Finance Minister Satsuki Katayama said the government was ready to take appropriate action against excessive currency moves. Chief Cabinet Secretary Minoru Kihara also said Tokyo will work to build an economy that is less vulnerable to foreign exchange volatility, while remaining prepared to intervene in currency markets if necessary. Our view is that while the Bank of Japan is on track to hike interest rates further, persistent negative real rates will likely keep the yen under pressure in the near term, but we would caution against chasing the yen weaker, given already crowded investor positioning and the authorities' readiness to intervene. Earlier this year, USD JPY fell sharply after the New York Federal Reserve conducted a rate check on the currency pair. Our view remains that USD JPY should pull back in the coming months as markets scale back their expectations for Fed rate hikes. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.